96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When it comes to relationships, we're always talking about how to get together and find the one you love, or at least the one you like. But what if you discover that Mr. Right or Miss Wrong are all wrong for you? How do you exit that relationship gracefully? Well, you won't believe how some people are doing it. And joining me to talk about this is Frenchie Davis, relationship expert and founder of Libido Talk. She's hosting a free sex health workshop next week on this topic here in D.C. We're going to tell you about that in just a bit. But the lines are open. I want to hear how you break up in a relationship. How do you get out gracefully? And if you haven't gotten out gracefully, what do you think went wrong? Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Frenchie, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
And thank you. It is certainly a pleasure to be here with you as always.
Always. Okay, so where did this idea come up? People exiting a relationship, but often it's a bumpy road when they get out.
Okay, so first of all, you know, we're at the end of cuffing season.
Cuffing season. What is cuffing season?
Cuffing season, you know, is when we need that cuddle buddy to get us through the winter season. You know, it's brisk, it's cold, it's a little too nippy to go out skirt chasing. Mm-hmm. So,
like being Mary Jane, she has her cuddle buddy, the guy with the muscles. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was good. That was a good cuddle buddy.
Don't tell your secrets.
We need our partners during that season to keep us warm, and now everything starting to defrost, feelings are starting to defrost, the skirts are coming out, the legs are coming out, mm-hmm. the muscles are coming out. And so, you know, people have a change of heart. You know, it was a time and it was a moment. And I'm just saying, you know, when you start to exit, have a strategy, because everyone still needs to have their dignity intact.
Okay.
When you pull out,
yeah,
it's okay. We're not possessions. We can't own each other or each other's feelings, but when we leave, when we part, we should be able to separate, you know, with our dignity intact.
But we should be, but that's easier said than done. I want to drop a couple of numbers on you. This is...
I have a few, too.
Yeah, I bet you do. All right. Cosmo Magazine had a survey recently. It says 27% of women have been dumped electronically, text, email.
Social media,
which maybe I'm old school. I just think that's just really, really crazy. And then, of course, 16% of women have been dumped by Houdini men, the guys who just disappear. One minute they're there, the next minute they're not. No call, no text, no smoke signal, no carrier pigeon. I'm just wondering, what's going on? Listen, the phones are already burning up the lines right now.
We do have a few.
I want to go and grab some phone calls because I need to find out what's going on here. We're going to come back.
We both do.
Yeah, I really do. And look, you're here. I'm going to have to represent the guys. Oh, boy, that's going to be a mess. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thomas calling from Northwest D.C. Thomas, what's going on? You're not a Houdini guy or a Dear John texter, are you?
No. Actually, I just understood that the relationship wasn't going to work out because we just had two different types of temperament. And I decided that, I think I did it in decency in order. And in part, what happened was she wanted to get married within a 5-day period of meeting me.
Wow.
And then she wanted me to pay her rent. Mm. She was going through some type of difficulties, but, mm-hmm. you know, that's not a justification justification for paying a person's rent.
So how did you end it, Thomas?
To get to know a person.
How did you end it?
I simply said I don't think that we can get along because the arguments, you know, when I push back saying that that's not something that I'm willing to do, it got more and more confrontational. Mm-hmm. And then I just saw the type of game that she was willing to play, having knowledge of the social system and not really acknowledging that I have knowledge of the social system kind of spoiled everything. And I feel like I did it in decency in order.
Well, Thomas, I got to tell you, I mean, you meet her after 5 days and she wants to marry you. You know, either you are some kind of guy or maybe there's obviously a sign there. So, but you're out, right?
Yeah, that's a flag.
Yes, you're out. And I feel comfortable that if I saw this person on the street, I would be able to say hello and they would be able to say hello back.
Well, let's hope so. Thank you so much, Thomas. I appreciate that. Let me go to Khadijah. Khadijah, you're in the car in Maryland. What's on your mind?
Hi. First of all, I was the victim. I was in a marriage for 14 years. For 7 years, we did not have children. We prayed to have kids. We were blessed with twins. And since then, my ex-husband changed.
So how did did you break up or did he break up with you?
I had to leave the home for my sanity.
Okay.
I had to leave the home for the safety of my life and my children.
So how did you do that?
I prayed.
No, but I mean, how did you let him know? Was there a conversation or did you just, you know, roll out, grab the kids and...
No, first of all, we had the first time ever we had a domestic dispute. Physical confrontation was involved.
Right.
He is a very big and tall man.
Okay. But here's the thing. Because I've got a lot of folks on. How did you tell him? That's the question. How did you tell him?
After when the police was involved, court was involved. And then after that, I said, I have to leave. Uh-huh. I left. He did not have any objection.
I see.
I left everything behind. House, everything I did not take because I had God with me. When
you
are with God, everything will be okay.
And you're doing okay now?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear
that.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, Frenchie, that's a serious situation because, I mean, obviously, domestic situation, you have law enforcement in the courts, and sometimes... You know, that's a reality. But, you know, when you're just talking about, you know, just trying to get out gracefully, a little more difficult. I want to hear what you have to say about that on the other side of this break. And we're going to take some more of your calls also. And we're going to talk about this event that you have coming up. Boy, it's going to be hot. I know it's going to be hot. A lot of folks are going to be there at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Getting out of a relationship gracefully, how do you do it? We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, how do you exit a relationship that's not working for you gracefully without the drama? You won't believe how some people are doing it. And joining me, of course, to talk about this is Frenchie Davis, relationship expert and founder of Libido Talk. She's hosting a free sex health workshop next week on this topic. She does it a lot. It's free. Frenchie, quickly, where is it and where can you get information on attending? Because I guess you really want to get a seat quickly.
Oh, absolutely. So we're hosted at Gin Lounge at... on 14th Street, 2017 14th Street. I usually try and do this the last Wednesday of each month.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different activities, exercises that we stimulate our mind, that we have a good time, that we socially meet, that we dialogue and hear one another, and process, you know, information through activities and education and entertainment all at one time. Because I don't think that adults get enough information. Sure, we have sex education in high schools and maybe some middle schools, but what do the adults have?
Right.
And they need to stop taking advice from people who are just giving advice versus people who are actually mastered in sexuality education.
Okay, and certainly this is not only about sex, but it's about relationships and really relating peacefully. So Where can they find you? I know you've got a website, but also on Facebook, because you want folks to sign up as well.
Absolutely. So go to Frenchie's Talkin' at Facebook.com. You can also find me at LibidoTalk.com.
Okay, Frenchie's Talkin'. We'll have that information a little bit later. I'm going to go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Kim calling from Southeast D.C. Quickly, Kim, what's going on? Have you done any weird kind of breaking up, or has someone broken up with you in a really unique or just strange way?
I am going to tell you what works, simple and short.
Okay, go ahead.
Call block, text block. That's it.
Really?
Actions speak louder than words.
Okay, so you wouldn't try to talk it out?
Well, I have found that most men don't possess a level of maturity for you to talk to them.
Really?
I have found that most men dismiss women as being, quote-unquote, in their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the saying is men is, you know, men are for Mars, women are for Venus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think men want to take the time to really get to know a woman, you know, and vice versa. You know, it's just a breakdown.
So you just prefer to just cut to the quick, not talk it out, just let them go.
Well, I have found, you know, personally, you know, in a more recent relationship, you know, I had to suppress my feelings a lot.
Mm.
I mean, a lot. And it really perturbed me.
She's in pain.
My feelings.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the other person didn't understand.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the only thing he really understood was body language.
I see.
After so many months or years, it's a turnoff.
Okay.
If you can't take the time to listen to me, and I'm trying to reciprocate in a way that you understand or giving you what you want, why can't you sit down and listen to me?
Oh,
so I'm like, what's the point?
So you just cut him off.
There's no real reason to continue because it's a two-way thing.
Well, Kim, thank you. I appreciate it. I hope that your current or next relationship is a healthy one. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. We're going to talk to Montgomery. We're going to talk to Lisa. We're going to talk to Lennox. We're going to talk to Yolanda. And we're going to talk to you because you're getting ready to give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds on Sirius XM Channel 141.
The Howard University Radio Network is